The congregation would take your hymnals, please. Turn to number 635. 635, we'll stand together as we sing In the Garden. Please stand. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that you have made, for the sunshine that brightens it even with the bitter cold temperatures outside. But certainly your presence here with us is all we need. As we've sung about in the garden, and that you walk with us and you talk with us, and so you do through all of life's journeys. And the joy that we share in your presence is truly, we can say, as the song says, none other has ever known. It comes through you, Jesus, through Christ alone, and the life that you give us on this earth. And so, Father, as we're here to celebrate the life of Elmer Zabe, these 89 plus years that you blessed him with, there's so many thoughts going through our hearts and minds, thoughts of joy that he's in heaven, thoughts of sorrow because we do miss him, thoughts of all the memories of the years. So we ask your blessing upon this service, this day, in Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. And welcome to this memorial service for Elmer Zabe. Thank you all for coming. In the midst of the bitter temps, I know it means a lot to Jeff and Patricia, and they will very much like to visit with you more after the service if you're able to stay. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. And even before that song was picked, as I think about Elmer, and the joy that he liked to bring to all of our lives in so many different ways. Certainly the Tootsie Pops. You don't know if you came up here, but they're in the arrangement, and at the lunch they are on the table. The Tootsie Pops that he delivered to his children over those 35 years. And Jeff and Pat were telling me as they came here at noon that by their estimates, I think Jeff does a lot with numbers, don't you? By estimates, he said he could have given out between 220,000 to 250,000 Tootsie Pops over those 35 years. And many of you, if you were kids, you probably received them. I've heard so many stories of that. But a passage comes to mind here from Acts chapter 20, verse 34 and 35. This is when Paul was giving his farewell address to the elders of the church at Ephesus. And he said to them, he said, "You yourselves know that these hands of mine have supplied my own needs and the needs of my companions. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak, remembering the words of Jesus himself." Excuse me, "remembering the words Jesus himself said, it is more blessed to give than to receive." And that was the phrase, one of the many I was thinking about in such a simple way. Who would have known that that would be part of Elmer's legacy, were those Tootsie Pops. Such a simple way that Elmer found to bring joy to others and to leave such memories as he did. I'd like to read the obituary at this time. Elmer Zabe was born on the family farm near Menno, South Dakota, on August 15th of 1930 to Albert and Emma Knodel Zabe. And he was baptized on October 5th of 1930 by Reverend Bodenman. Now that goes back quite a ways. He was a lifetime member of Salem Reformed Church and served on the consistory right here. Elmer attended a rural school through eighth grade and Menno High School. He served in the United States Army anti-aircraft artillery from 1952 through 1954, stationed in Germany, and was a member of the American Legion for 67 years. He worked for Senex for 35 years as a petroleum salesman. His lifetime interests revolved around coin collecting, reading, playing cards, and travel. On December 30th, 1959, he married Verna M. Heckenleibel at Salem Reformed Church, with Reverend Kemkin officiating. And to this union, two children were born, Patricia and Jeffrey. Elmer and Verna lived in their home in Menno until 2015, when they moved to the Salem Mennonite home in Freeman, South Dakota. Elmer is survived by his children, Patricia and her husband James Newman of Lakeside, California, and Jeffrey and his wife Sita Zabe of Nashua, New Hampshire. By his grandchildren, Christine and her husband Adam Trance of Salem, New Hampshire. And they were just married in the summer, July of 2019, I believe. They're from from Salem, New Hampshire, and Matthew Zabe of Boston, Massachusetts. By his sister-in-law, Laverna Zabe of Sioux Falls, his brother-in-law, Glenn Heckenleibel of Menno, his sister-in-law, Darlene Heckenleibel of Medford, Oregon, and there was another sister-in-law that didn't get printed, Violet Redner. She was married to Freddie Zabe, or as his full name was Ewald Frederick, but I guess you probably knew him as Freddie. So Violet is still living. Elmer was preceded in death by his wife, Verna, in 2019. That was in June. By his parents, by his brothers, Chris, Gideon Peter, Ewald Frederick, Eugene Henry, Reinhold Julius, Helmuth William, and Reuben Herman Zabe, and his sisters, Edna Philhouse, Gertie Edelman, and Leona Gall. May God bless his memory in all of our hearts. Couple scripture readings now. Proverbs 17:22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit saps a person's strength. Proverbs 15, verses 13 through 15. A glad heart makes a happy face. A broken heart crushes the spirit. A wise person is hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. For the poor, every day brings trouble, but for the happy heart, life is a continual feast. And one more from Psalms 43, verse 3 and 4, that all these focus on the joy of the Lord. Send the psalmist's prayer to the Lord. Send out your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them lead me to your holy mountain, to the place where you live. There I will go to the altar of God, the source of all my joy. I will praise you with my harp, O God, my God. We'll sing Amazing Grace at this time. You can remain seated. Number 343. This was Elmer's favorite hymn. 343. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 6, and verse 27, verses that are very familiar to all of us, but so very important when we come to these times in life. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where I go, you know. And the way, you know." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. And how can we know the way? And Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. And then over to verse 27 of the same chapter. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. Jay Herbold is going to sing a special Come to Jesus, and Cheryl will accompany him.
Sometimes the way is lonely and steep and filled with pain. If your sky is dark and pours the rain, then cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus, cry to Jesus and feels the night, and when you can't contain your joy inside, then dance for Jesus, dance for Jesus, and live. And with your final heartbeat, kiss the world goodbye, and go in peace and laugh on glory's side. And fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live. Fly to Jesus. Fly to Jesus, fly to Jesus, and live.
Thank you, Jay and Cheryl. That was beautiful, very beautiful. Let's bow our heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, the very living word of God. Lord, your word speaks to us, it directs us, your word gives us comfort when we come to the end of one's life. And we look to your word for that strength during these times and the comfort, for you are the God of all comfort, and we thank you for that. So, Lord, I ask that you'd speak through me during this time by your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. This passage from John 14, as I said, very familiar to all of us here, I think. It's called John 14, 15, and 16. It's called the farewell discourse that Jesus spoke to his disciples on the night before the cross. He was trying to prepare them for his departure, even though they just were not getting it. But it was a very intimate time that night with Jesus and the 12. And eventually, of course, we know Judas Iscariot left from the 12. But we think about this night in John chapter 13. He had just finished washing his disciples' feet and how beautiful that time was with them. And it would only be a few hours later when he was going to be arrested at the Garden of Gethsemane. So that is the context of these verses. But as we look at it, in this, there's three words, if you could remember, that Jesus is telling us about a peace, a place, and a promise. A peace, a place, and a promise. And he is also telling us there is only one way to obtain all three of those. And so first, the peace, his peace, John 14, verse 1. He said, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." And then in verse 27, he says to them, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. So let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." So in those two verses in that chapter, one at the beginning, one towards the end, he talks about his peace two times that he's giving his children. He says to them two times, "Let not your hearts be troubled." And so he's reassuring them the peace of God is a very supernatural force that we as believers get to enjoy. As he said, it's a peace this world doesn't have anything that can compare to the peace of God. As Philippians 4 said, it's a peace that passes all understanding that we get to walk in. But you know, with his peace also comes joy. They're both part of the fruit of the Spirit, right? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and on it goes. Yeah, with the peace of God comes joy, the joy of the Lord. And Elmer always had plenty of joy. He really did. And he loved to tease in his own unique way others, as well as getting teased back. And one of the local businessmen was just telling me this last week, actually this was some years ago, but he said, "One time, you know, when Elmer and Verna went on one of their trips, I got a for sale sign and stuck it in their yard." And it took him a long time to figure out who did that. I won't reveal it today. I won't. But the joy of the Lord that comes with the peace of God, that is so important as we live our lives on this earth. That's why I read those verses from Proverbs that says, King James says, "A merry heart does good like a medicine." I heard a medical doctor say one time, the only time your liver ever gets any exercise is when you laugh. So it is important to have that merry heart. And Proverbs 15, "A glad heart makes a happy face. For the happy heart, life is a continual feast." And for me, and I'm sure for all of us, you know, Elmer had such a unique way of saying things to me that there are many things, specific comments that I remember exactly what he said and where he said them to me. And so I'm not going through all that, but I do want to share a couple of them. When we moved back here, May 1st of 2004, and then that very next Sunday I started and I was mowing the lawn and here he pulls up. I was right by the big evergreen tree. right between that and the street, and he stops and says, "Are you scared or excited?" I said, "A little of both, to be honest, Elmer." He said, "I'm praying for you." I said, "I appreciate that very much." And one time, as well, when the parsonage, out that front picture window, when we moved in, and this happened over the years as it does, from the cement and the facing of the brick, you know, that tends to separate. So you have this crack there. And he always was concerned about how the parsonage was. I don't know if Verna was maybe on that committee or what. I know she did a lot of work in the parsonage. So, of course, the lovely garter snakes would like to come in and out of those cracks. You know, you come out the front door and, whoa, I don't like snakes. So I decided I would fill those in with that expanding foam. Because I was going to get those out of there one way or the other. And I did. Only thing, I just left the expanding foam all sticking up. You know how it does. And another time he came by and he said, "Sure got a mess in front of that house there." I said, "What?" I never could quite know exactly where he was coming from. You know, that's how he would do it. "Well, look at that end of the picture window." I said, "Oh," I said, "I will take care of it, Elmer." And I did. I did. But see, the joy, Psalms 43, that one too. He's saying there, "I'm going to go to the altar of God, to God, the source of all my joy." And he is. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And where do we find his joy? It is in his presence. As we come together to worship at church, as we have our own devotion times at home. And this one probably most impressed me of all the things. When Elmer and Verna would go on their trips, he always would tell me they were going, and if they were going to be gone on a Sunday, and make sure you save me the bulletin. "I will, Elmer." And I did. One of those times, then, it was not long after that trip, and there was a supper at the Legion, and Ann and I were there, and he was having his supper, and he calls me over. And he said to me, "I got a question for you." "Okay. Did you get a new Bible?" I said, "No, don't have a new Bible, Elmer." "I think you do." I said, "No, I really don't." "Well, I don't know where you're reading out of." And I said, "Well, I'm reading out of my same Bible." "Well, why don't you check last Sunday's bulletin?" With his grin, you know. He had my curiosity. I went home that very night, came over to the office, pulled out that bulletin, looked up the scripture text. Do you know I had made a mistake in the bulletin? It had a chapter and verses in there that weren't even in the Bible. I thought, "Good for you, Elmer." I just thought, you know, most people probably take those bulletins and, oh, look through the announcements and whatever. Obviously, he, and I'm sure Verna, looked up every passage that was in that bulletin. He would have never caught it. I told him, I said the next day, I said, "I am impressed, Elmer Zabe. I am impressed." The peace of God that brings with it the joy of the Lord. It is amazing. But you know, secondly, in that passage, Jesus talked about a place. Verse 2, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. And I go to prepare a place for you." Is that amazing? That God, the creator of the universe, loves us so much that he tells us that he is going to prepare a place just for us. A mansion, King James brings that out, a mansion. And how beautiful that is, that place. And we think about heaven and the glory of it, seeing Jesus, number one, face to face, seeing the angels of heaven, seeing our loved ones who've gone on before, certainly Verna first and foremost, and then the many others of the great cloud of witnesses. For Paul said in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And the verses going on, heaven is better by far. He said that. So that place, Elmer and Verna lived in their place for 54 years here on this earth, didn't they? 54 years. And they were totally happy there in that house. Nothing fancy, nothing extravagant, but very neat and always in its place whenever I was there anyway. And I'm sure it was always. They kept it up. That place on earth was their home. He is now in his place in heaven as Jesus took him to himself. But we think about that on this earth, their place, that home. And this was their place to serve the Lord. All of Elmer's years and Verna's too, as they came into their married life and probably before with Verna too. It wasn't much for moving around, was he? As today we find, he loved his Lord. He loved his local church and served faithfully in it. He loved his community and his nation as he was called to serve during the Korean War. Over there, Germany, he was stationed in that anti-aircraft artillery battalion. There, I don't know if the book is out there, of the picture of the pump gun, as he called it, the anti-aircraft artillery. Maybe you can look through. Some of you guys probably know what it is. That's what he described this gun as that he worked with. But he also, Jeff shared with me, did a lot of interpreting over there in Germany with the landowners where they would have to go to do their drills and all of that. And of course, being an active member in the Legion, as we read, for 67 years here. And I have been told he fired many rounds at the cemetery for many departed comrades, as the Legion will do for him today. Truly an honor. Third is the promise. Verses 3 and 4, Jesus said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, and here's the promise, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may also be. And where you go, where I go, you know, and the way you know. That's the promise. You've heard the phrase, God said it, I believe it, and that settles it, right? Because God's word is true. He never breaks a promise as to his children or to those who are not his children. There are promises there as well. And so on that night, January 4th, that Saturday night, just before midnight here at the care center, Jesus came and took him to himself in a moment. Just in a moment. It was beautiful to see when they brought Elmer here to Menno on the day after Christmas. And Pat was here, Jeff had been, but he had to go back home, and they were sort of taking turns. And I wish you could have all seen the smile on his face there in that room as he looked out the window to the west, I think, right? And first, I wasn't there when he saw the squirrel. There's squirrels in here too. And he smiled and pointed up to that tree, and I came shortly after that and had the biggest smile that was just worth $1 million to get that from Elmer. And maybe that's what he meant. Times when I would visit, he was concerned always about the life of the church, about the parsonage. He knew the projects that were always going on and what it would take to do them. And then he'd get a smile on his face and he'd say, you know, there are millionaires in the church. I'd say, why don't you tell me who they are, Elmer? And he would laugh. Oh, my. I got the $1 million smile out of him that day after Christmas, without a doubt. And I loved that. And so as Jesus is, again, back to this passage, reassuring his disciples that they would see him again in this very difficult time, and they were not getting it, he said, "And where I go, you know, and the way you know." And Thomas says, "Lord, well, we don't know where you're going, and we don't know how, and how can we know the way?" Good question. If you don't know the way, better ask, right? And that's why we have to tell the story of the scriptures and the message of the gospel again and again and again, so every generation knows the way. And he answered that in verse 6. Jesus said, "I am the way." Right here, we see it. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." It'd be nice if Jesus would have said, "You know what? Yeah, yeah, I am one of the ways. I am a truth." He didn't say that. He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." No one, when Jesus says no one, he means no one. No one comes to the Father except through me. Period. End of story right there. And Elmer knew the Lord and followed him as best as he could, bringing joy to all of our hearts. God bless him. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word, for the peace that you give through the challenges of this life, and certainly Elmer and Verna, new challenges as we all do. But they always walked through it with your peace. It was evident to see. For the place that you prepared for them and all of your children, thank you. And for the promise of taking us there to yourself. You are the one, Lord God, who numbers our days. That's up to you. From life's first cry to our final breath, you are the one who commands our destiny. And so we thank you for the assurance of knowing that Elmer is in heaven with you. Brings joy to our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to ask you to stand, please, for a closing prayer with me, and at which time I'll go into the Lord's Prayer and ask you to join me in that. So bow your heads once more, please. Heavenly Father, you are we give you glory and honor, for you are the giver of life. Father, in Christ, you are the conqueror of death. You are the Most High God, the Ancient of Days, as you reveal yourself in the book of Daniel. And how wonderful it is to know, Jesus, that you are the resurrection and the life, that we can face these days and these times with joy, knowing where our loved ones are. For you said in your word, "Whoever believes in you, though he may die physically, yet shall he live." And so, Father, with faith in your great mercy and in your wisdom, we do entrust Elmer Zabe to your eternal care. We praise you, Father, for your steadfast love for Elmer all the days of his earthly life. We thank you for all that he was and still is to each one of us who love him so much, for all the memories he left us with, that those sayings that are embedded in our minds. And Father, finally, we thank you that for Elmer, death itself is now past, and he has entered heaven to spend eternity with you. In Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray together the prayer that you have taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. If you'll please receive the benediction. And now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Savior, Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, may he equip you with everything good, that you may do God's will, working in you that which is pleasing in God's sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You may be seated, please. Because of the very cold temperatures, we are going to have the military rites by the Ramus Bender American Legion Post here. They will be standing out on the cement there. That's why Mark is opening those windows so we can hear a little better as that is happening. Following that, the South Dakota Army National Guard is here to do the South Dakota Army National Guard Honor Guard is here to do the flag presentation after the military rites. And God bless those men for coming to be with us today. Thank you, gentlemen. We thank God for Elmer's service to our nation, as well as all veterans. I want to read a scripture here that normally I would read at the cemetery for the committal service, but again, with the very, very cold temperatures, we want to keep that time out there brief. And so this is a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 23. But the fact is that Christ has been raised from the dead. He has become the first of a great harvest of those who will be raised to life again. So you see, just as death came into the world through one man, Adam, now the resurrection from the dead has begun through another man, Christ. Everyone dies because all of us are related to Adam, the first man. But all who are related to Christ, the other man, will be given new life. And there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised first. Then when Christ returns, all of his people will be raised. Amen. Our closing hymn will be number 358, Because He Lives. If you'd stand together, please, we'll sing that. The family will process out during this hymn. Those that want to come to the cemetery, again, it is so very cold, so if you don't want to come, that's very understandable. The family would like for you to join them in the social hall, though. We do have lunch there, served by the women of the church, with Tootsie Pops on every table, and cream puffs that Elmer enjoyed on his birthday. Let's stand, please, because he lives.
Thank you.